So, Hare Krishna, I want to welcome all of you affectionately. I think yesterday some of us went late into took rest late because there was a celebration outside. I'm very happy to continue with this little seminar which we started. If you so want, it is. I really request you to listen very carefully what is behind the lines. Yesterday I spoke with one person who attended my seminar, and I could see that it's really starting to work in the person. I would like to give you a total new vision on Krishna consciousness. It's our tradition has this vision. It's the secret of our tradition, but I don't think it is very well and very broadly understood. So that is why I would like to speak about this, establishing a relationship with Krishna now. The emphasis is on the word now, not later, now. Good. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamunatira Vanachari. Yamunatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari.
Vava Gunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Rama, Rama. Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Paravaraja Gacharya Ashtato Satasi Simat Histi Vaingre Sila Ave Charanaravinda Shila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shishi Radha Madan Mohana Ki Jai Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namam Vishnu Padaya.
Today
a verse from the fourth canto. It's the 11th chapter, text 14. Please repeat. Samprasane Bhagavati Purushaha Prakritiha Gunai Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahma Nirvanam Richati. Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakriter Gunai Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahma Nirvanam Gricchati Samprasane Bhagavati Purusha Prakriter Gunai Vimukto Jiva Nirmukto Brahma Nirvanam Richati. Yes, please. Vaishnavi, or to Vaishnavis, please. Samprasane Bhagavati. Samprasane, upon satisfaction, Bhagavati, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushaha, a person, Prakritai, from the material, Gunai, modes of nature. Vimuktaha, being liberated. Jiva nimuktaha, freed from the subtle body also. Brahma, unlimited. Nirvanam, spiritual bliss. Richati achieves. It's a beautiful verse. Translation, one who actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead during one's lifetime becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions, thus being freed from all material modes of nature, he achieves unlimited spiritual bliss. Purport. in the previous verse, it has been explained that one should treat all living entities with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. By such behavior, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and upon his satisfaction, the devotee immediately becomes free from all material conditions. The Lord also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who sincerely and seriously engages in my service immediately becomes situated in the transcendental stage wherein he can enjoy unlimited spiritual bliss. Everyone in this material world is struggling very hard in order to achieve a blissful life. Unfortunately, people do not know how to achieve a blissful life. That's true, no? Do you know? You just ask someone, stop them on the road. Do you know how to achieve a blissful life? Is that even possible? They will ask. If they are cultured, if they are not, they will look at you with the tormentor's eyes. Atheists do not believe in God, and certainly they do not please him. Here it is clearly said that upon pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one immediately attains to the spiritual platform and enjoys unlimited blissful life. To become free from material existence means to become free from the influence of material nature. The word samprasane, which is used in this verse, means being satisfied. A person should act in such a way that the Lord is satisfied by the activity. It is not that he, the person, himself, is to be satisfied. No. Now, of course, when the Lord is satisfied, the devotee automatically becomes satisfied. This is such an interesting concept. Huh? By pouring water on a tree here, a tree in India, a mango tree in India, will get water. How is it possible? How will the water travel from this tree, zip, all over the continent, and then nourish the tree, which is somewhere completely else? So we ask ourselves, what if I please Krishna? He may be so far away in the spiritual world. How will the satisfaction of the Lord travel all the way and satisfy me? But see, some spiritual things cannot be understood with the mind. You can only make a brave step into the unknown and then try to just put yourself second place and think, what would Krishna now like? And when you do that, you get a satisfaction which is beyond sensual and mental satisfaction. It is deeper. It's a spiritual satisfaction. So Prabhupada now says, what is the normal way of trying to be satisfied? No one is actually trying to satisfy the Lord. Kamis, for instance, grossly try to satisfy their senses. But even those who are elevated to the platform of knowledge, these jnanis, they also try to satisfy themselves in a subtle form. Kamis try to satisfy themselves by sense gratification, and jnanis, they try to satisfy themselves by subtle activities or mental speculation and thinking themselves to be God. Yogis also try to satisfy themselves by thinking that they can achieve different mystic perfections. But only devotees try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotee's process of self-realization is completely different from the processes of the kamis, the jnanis, and the yogis. Everyone else is trying to satisfy himself, whereas the devotee tries only to satisfy the Lord. Prabhupada says, it's trying, not trying. It's a process until we reach the end of it. Some time may pass. The devotional process is completely, absolutely, in all forms and measures, different from the other processes. By working to please the Lord, by engaging one's senses in the Lord's loving service, the devotee is immediately situated on the transcendental platform, and he enjoys unlimited blissful life. Hare Krishna. Just before I start, I remember during Jamashtami, this was a special semi-lockdown Jamashtami. It was not completely, and we tried our best, but you know, you can't tell devotees to keep a safe distance when the curtain opens at midnight. I mean, we tried, we did our duty. Bhagavad Dharma did our duty. I tried to do my duty. It's very difficult when the feelings come for Krishna. So in normal Jamashtamis, I remember, we would all go into the kitchen and cook a preparation for Krishna. Even if we are not Brahmins, we would cook and then we asked the Brahmin to put it on the flame. So some compromise or some Hare Krishna way we did it. And the idea is everyone can come and cook for Krishna. And I do remember very fondly these Jamashtami kitchens. There's so many are in there trying to find this and that to cook. Do we have a mango? Why didn't you tell us to order a mango? Do we have this? I want to make plum chutney. Plums? From where do we get plums? Maybe we look at second time, and then all of a sudden plums are there in the refrigerator. I remember these scenes where everyone really cooks for Krishna. I think many of you remember. It's a overcrowded kitchen with impossible circumstances, but everyone at that time is focused on one thing. We need to get our offering ready for such and such time. It depends when the offering is. And there is such a transcendental, blissful atmosphere in the kitchen. Of course, the advanced devotees in the kitchen only think it's only for Krishna. The not so advanced devotees say it's only to Krishna and for Krishna, and after 12 o'clock it's also for me. but at least Krishna is somewhere there in the head of everyone, the beginner and the advanced devotee. And that creates such a blissful atmosphere. Ram Gopal would say, es brummt. It means a very good vibration is there. So I'm trying to learn various ways of expressions. So So yes, so Prabhupada has really said it, the devotional process is completely different. By working to please the Lord, by engaging the senses in the Lord's loving service, the devotee is immediately situated on the transcendental platform and he enjoys unlimited blissful life. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. The verse again is very inspiring, actually. I think we will love to hear it again. One who actually satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead during one's lifetime becomes liberated from the gross and subtle material conditions. You know, our physical. We have physical conditions, we may not feel so well, we may be getting older and not move with the same enthusiasm as we were when we were young. That's a physical condition from which someone who satisfies Krishna becomes free. He's behaving like a young child. I think when you see these first-class sadhus, they have something childlike in them. They don't seem to grow really old, you know. And one becomes also free from the subtle material conditions, and that refers very much to the false ego. No? The story which we make about ourselves and the world, and in which we are entangled like a fly in a spider net. Only that the fly didn't make the net, the spider made, but in our case, our mind made the net in which we are entangling ourselves. No? So that these two conditions become solved if you serve Krishna, and then Krishna's pleasure will be with you. Thus, when one is freed from all these material modes of nature, he achieves unlimited spiritual bliss. This is the verse. My dear devotees, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about various practitioners. He speaks about those who know the Karma Kanda, how to increase their enjoyment through certain ceremonies and rituals and a code of conduct. He speaks also of the Jnanis, those who are developing knowledge and at a mature state of the practice turn away from the world. And he speaks about the Yogis who attain unimaginable mystical potencies in their life, and he speaks about the devotees. What is the difference in their perspective, how they look at the world? The Kami looks at the world. He wants to enjoy the world. And he wants to figure it out. The Jnani looks away from the world. No, this entangles me. And the devotee looks beyond the world. Let me give you an example. Let us say a well-proportioned lady, or for the ladies, a well-proportioned man is there. So the kami way would be to look at this person with the idea, how can I enjoy? No? Well, men would look at the woman, oh, she's very, very attractive, and maybe at least I could talk. It doesn't need to be a gross enjoyment. So he wants to enjoy. Or a woman sees an attractive man, well-dressed, he seems to have a good position in society, and he looks cultured, and the woman would think, yes, this is a person I could imagine to talk with. No? I'm speaking not of the gross things. Why speak about the gross things? But that is implied. No? Das ist automatisch mit ausgedrückt, aber in einer nicht so offensichtlichen Form. So, the kami looks at the world and sees, how can I enjoy this? No? He goes shopping and he sees things, dress. Wow, very, I think it would fit me in good ways. Or a new tech invention of Apple. How can I, this, I could enjoy this, no? Those who have come to knowledge, that's the jnanis, and I would say the beginning devotees, the beginner spiritual, but even they will look away from this. No. No, I don't want to look at this attractive lady or attractive man. I know my mind will go look at me. And when you go, when there is many young devotees I see, when there is something, it can be a birthday party, something like this, and oh no, this is entanglement. Let me look away from this. No, this is the beginning spiritual list. Away. I did this mistake 1,000 times. I tried to enjoy, and I entangled myself completely. I have learned my lesson. Thank you. You know this perspective, no? It is very prominent in the beginning of spiritual life also. Oh, I do remember. When I came near to the opening accord, da, 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 da. No, I'm free from the attachment to music. I don't like this pop music any longer. Or what is it, rock music or blues music or whatever. No. Looking away from the world, it takes some energy, a lot of energy, to look away from the world. A devotee has a different perspective from these two. He doesn't look at the world. He doesn't look away from the world. He looks beyond. Now, what does this actually mean? This word can mean 1,000 things. It's very vague. We need to be a little bit more concrete. The way it's called in Sanskrit is yukta vairagya. Vairagya means to discolor the world, to see that the attractiveness of the world is only an apparent or so-called or false attraction. And you take the color out of it. You become realistic. Oh, this world is not being able to fulfill the promises it makes. I've seen this many, many times, no? But yukta, the word yukta means connection. What means connected renunciation? What means this? This means you're taking the word, but you're not using it for your I and mine, for yourself. You're taking the word and you're engaging it in the satisfaction of Krishna. Like this body. You know, this is a body, it's a machine, it still works a little. I can use it in Krishna's service. Or, let us say, talents, creativity. I can use it in Krishna's service. These are all material things. Or, what is it? Food. Ooh, big attachment is there in the tongue. There are so many good items on the food market. Soon I think they will have figured out how to make a vegan cheese which tastes exactly like Schweizer Edamer. You know, already there's a Camembert, I hear, in vegan kitchen that is tasting exactly like a real, you know, these Camemberts. So I'm using these, I'm taking these things and I offer them to Krishna. I try to see how can this please Krishna. And by this method, I can certainly go beyond my kami tendency, you know, the tendencies to enjoy, and also by the opposite, to enjoy by not entangling myself, my jnani tendencies. I would like to offer an example. Some of us attended yesterday a wonderful birthday celebration, and I can imagine that the birthday child was thinking, oh, so many guests, I don't know them all. I would have been much nicer to celebrate with my lady friends. And oh, so many, I have to cook so much. And it's a courtesy. Woo, how is this? And then so many people, and what if the neighbor makes one phone call to the people with a da-do-da-da, da-do-da-da, and so on. So I can't enjoy this birthday, it's not for me. But let me see what would be pleasing Krishna. This idea, what pleases Krishna, and make a decision, and then consciously do this. It frees you from the problem which any spiritual path wants to free you from. That is the knot in the heart called the false ego, which binds you to the spider net of material illusion. No, this knot in the heart must be cut, whether you are a yogi or a jnani, it must be cut. Even the karmis, those who are trying to enjoy, they understand, I can't enjoy only. I have to give charity to others and serve others. Otherwise, it's not possible to just take. You have to give in the same way as you take. If it's a karma kanda path and not just a materialist, no? Prabhus, this thing needs to be understood. You can practice bhakti and develop a huge false ego. It's possible. I'm aware that this is a problem in my life. No, it is. You can do everything, but if you don't cut yourself, cut this knot. Not you have to prove by no ways. Cut this knot. You know, if you don't cut this knot of false ego, it is not possible to move on. It's just if you're, it's like you're tied to some tree and you can, you cannot move forward. It's the knot of the false ego. And that only goes, the Bhagavatam is very clear about this. This false ego only goes, this hard knot. It's made of identification and material karmic activities which are resting on this identification. The knot is made of I am and then the karma which you do around this concept. You have to serve the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yat Pada Pallava Palasa Padma. No? You have to serve Krishna and get totally out of the idea to either I enjoy or I renounce. Spiritually looking from the spiritual reality, it's the same thing. Because the I, the aham mameti, is still there. You follow? So bhakti is a third way. It is dedicating and offering everything to Krishna. Now, this attitude, diese innere Haltung, we say in German, this attitude where you are releasing your false ownership over things, where you think this is mine here, this is my turf, my area. This is the first step any bhakta must take, or bhakta means bhakti yogi must take, in order to establish a relationship with Krishna. This, you know, by giving your time to Krishna, by giving your body to Krishna, by giving your mind to Krishna, it's not that you're doing Krishna a favor. I'm doing something for you, can't you see? This is, I'm giving you this. No, he doesn't need anything. He has everything. By giving up your false ego, and the activities which come from that, by either enjoying or renouncing the world, you're doing not Krishna the favor. You are actually correcting your forgetfulness and your illusion and so on. And this is a very wonderful secret in bhakti. Bhakti means to think, I belong to you. You are my beloved Lord. And you belong to me. We have a relationship. You are my Lord and I'm your servant. And such a devotee does three things. He dedicates his activities to him. Dedicate is a different word, a difficult word. Dedicate would be nice to have exactly the dictionary definition. It means really what you do it in the awareness this is for Krishna and you do it for him. You take on a service, you do some type of service. Service in our movement has become very one-dimensional. It means, can you do some service probably during Jamashtami? And that usually means cooking, cleaning, and so on. Service means much, 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 much more. The word seva means to come close to establish a relationship. And it can also mean to chant the holy name. It can mean to talk about Krishna. It can mean to worship the deity on the altar. It can mean to offer prayers to Krishna. It has 9 classical expressions, this service. But it is always done in this idea. I'm not renouncing the world, nor am I trying to enjoy the world. I'm trying to act in my eternal relationship with you, my Lord. And the result is you have a feeling where you feel, I belong to Krishna. This is called Mamatva. Rupa Goswami describes in what was it? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this feeling of belonging is the basis of bhakti. No? I belong to you. You are mine. We have an experience. I still remember when I received a letter from a young Bhaktin. It was a young Bhaktin. The Bhaktin had read Prabhupada's books and gone for a long holiday to Yugoslavia. At that time it was long, long back. And she had gone to one of these beautiful islands in the previous Yugoslavia, we have to say now. I think there are, how many islands are there? Many. 1,000? More. So around 1,000 beautiful islands. You must ask Revoye and Gaur Govinda and all our Croatian devotees. Really beautiful, crystal clear water. Oh, the Arctic ocean. Only when, but there are moshki yasht inside. It's a little bit salt is also in there. But it's visually very beautiful scenery. So this young Bhaktin, and you know, person from Germany, well-educated family and so on, is going to the island. And then I get a letter from the island after some time, and she said, I made an experience. Yes, it's the most beautiful landscape I have ever seen in my life, but there is a higher beauty. It's the fig season. You know, the figs are so sweet in the Adria. You pick them from the tree, you put them on your mouth, then you remember, oh, I've forgotten to offer it. And then you eat it, and it's, you know, there is no taste like a fresh fig from an Adriatic tree. Isn't it, Vishaka? You come from this area, Riga and Krk Island. There's good figs available. Forget about tastes. When you have a fresh tree, the real thing, those who are from the area can show you, this tree is good, this is not good. The real thing. Oh, so many varieties of taste. Play a symphony of taste in that one fruit. It's not just one thing. It is different nuances in every fruit. It's really good. So this Bhaktin writes me, yes, it's beautiful. It's fig season even, die Feigenjahreszeit. No? But I found out today something. I took a fig, I put it on a tree, on a stone. It was not for me. And I prayed to Krishna that he kindly accept this fig. Like Prabhupada writes, no? That we should offer for. And then I prayed. Then I thought, well, this is for Krishna, it's so beautiful. Why don't I make a kirtan for him? No one hears. I have no cattle. What do I do? I take two stones. Chim, 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 chim. And I was singing. All of a sudden, I had sung 2 hours. I don't know where these 2 hours in my life went. Then I thought, well, what else can I do for Krishna? I'm really getting the taste now. I do not remember all the details. I remember the person offered something on the stone, the fig, and did a kirtan. But there was something else, but I have forgotten now. And and said, you can't imagine, I was so blissful, and I distributed that fig to the old lady who looked so sad, and she ate that fig. Wow, she said, you saved my life. That fig is not, I am eating figs since 83 years. I'm eating figs. This fig is a fig not of this world. What did you do to it? Ah, yeah. She was Catholic, like they are all. And I said, respecting her faith, I offered it to God. Wow, you offered it to God? Yes, one can offer it. Wow. And they had a big talk, you know. That lady was from Croatia who did this, young Bakhtin, not German Bakhtin. I may have said wrong. So this is the third way, my dear devotees, to really do something for Krishna. Jiva Goswami says, before you do an activity, before, let me emphasize it again, before, not after, not in the middle, before you do an activity, you say, this is for Krishna. And it will be an entirely different activity. What you are actually doing is you are exiting, you're going out of the box of your false ego and entering a devotional platform. And you forget your attachments, your relation, your possessiveness, and you begin to actually feel Krishna is there, and he's the owner and the essence of this world. You begin to get a feeling when you actually feel, when you actually do this. This is really amazing. I want to conclude by telling you a story from Bhaktamala. No? Bhaktamala is an ancient work. It writes about what devotees experiences. There are various versions of Bhaktamala, but there's one which is really, really which talks also about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhakti. I just see devotees, Buddha Bhavana has to go, and Bhakti Gamya have to go. I think am I interpreting it correctly? Yes. Thank you for coming and giving pleasure to our hearts. You did a wonderful contribution, like always, to the festival with your kindness, with your skills and everything. We wish you a lot of Krishna's mercy. May he bless you in many ways. And please come back soon. Hare Krishna. Haribo, Haribo. So, I want to end by telling you this one story. There was once a Grihastha couple, very nice devotees of Lord Rama. And they traveled to a place of pilgrimage. Now, as they were traveling, a group of criminals, gangsters, saw the couple and thought, let us rob them. They were robbers, räuber, gangsters, no? They asked very, very schleimig, very, so-called friendly, where are you going? Where are you putting your lotus feet to? In which direction? Oh, we want to go to such and such pilgrimage. Oh, we are from this area, said the leader of the... we are also going to this, and we know a shortcut through the forest. I think you understand. They wanted to lead them in the forest where they could grab them, take all their wealth, and then kill them so that they could not t- tell that they were robbed and hide them, you know, in somewhere, you know, hide the dead bodies. So somehow the husband looked at his wife, and the wife looked at the husband, and they all felt there was something fishy here. In Deutsch, die haben Lunte gerochen. There was something wrong there. They didn't look like very pious people who were going on a pilgrimage. And the way they spoke, there was something in the eye. And the wife said to the husband, let's not do this. Let's not trust them. They are not trustworthy. I feel they are robbers and they have a very bad intention. The husband. So they said, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. The husband already felt, oh, if I now oppose them, they might become aggressive now. But he also didn't want to move. So the leader of the gangster sensed. So gespürt, sagt man. And he said, no. You will walk in front. We will walk here, and between us, Ram will walk. Ram is there. So by talking so religiously that nothing can happen if Ram is there, after all, he's Chatiya, he has bow and arrow. By talking so religiously and saying Ram is there, the wife nodded to the husband. The husband said, okay, but let us walk fastly. So they went into the forest, and when they were right in the middle of the forest, the gangsters ran forward. They grabbed the husband. They immediately took the knife out, slit their throat, and killed the husband. They grabbed the woman, and they wanted to do something which I don't want to talk about, to the woman first and then kill her. And the woman, you know, her husband had just been killed before her very eyes. She panicked, and she somehow said, she called out, Ram, they have called upon you. They have said, Ram is in between. Aren't you in between? Haven't you said that you would protect your devotees? We, my husband and me, have given our whole trust and our life to you, Ram. Please, Ram, please, please, protect your devotees. You have said so in the Ramayana, that anyone who says, I'm yours, you will protect them. We are yours, Lord Ram. Now, please, we belong to you. At that moment, an effulgent personality with a greenish complexion, there was so much light coming, came. He had a bow which was full with jewels, and he took his arrow and liberated all the gangsters. Then he looked at the lady and she said, someone who says, I belong to you, my answer to them is, I belong to you also. And he went to the Brahmin who was lying there dead, and he touched him only once with his lotus hand on his chest and revived him, no? Wiederbelebt. He brought him back to life, and then Lord Ram smiled and said, never fear. If you say, just you should think always, I belong to you, and you belong to me. That is all you need to know. And he disappeared. This is the third way. not trying to enjoy the world, not trying to run away from the world, but to give up false attachments to the world and for the sense of false ownership, and you will immediately feel you're released from that knot in the heart, the false ego, and you will experience the reciprocation of the Lord. Also, du wirst sehen, der Herr wird das erwidern, der wird darauf eingehen. Yes, this is the Bhakti way. Wonderful. There is a mantra which devotees chant. I want to, maybe I introduced the verse already. Does someone have these, what is it called? Veda base? Kayena vacha manasendriya vaya. It is in the 11th canto, chapter 2, but I don't know which verse. Kayena, Krishna has it. Here it comes. It's a beautiful verse. Would you like to sing it with me?
Yes.
Good. Let me first translate what you will be singing. Whatever one does with the body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, according to the particular nature which one has acquired in his conditioned life. No? So we all have a certain nature, a way of seeing things, a way of acting. So whatever one has, whatever one does, one should offer this to the Supreme, thinking this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan, for the pleasure of Krishna. This like the I don't know the right English, but is it anthem? The hymn of the Vaishnava. Kayena vacha.
Kayena vacha.
Manasendriyerva. Manasendriyerva. Bodhyatmana vanushrita, Bodhyatmana vanushrita, svabhavat karoti yat yat, karoti yat yat, sakalang parasmai, Narayana yeti. Samapayami. Yes. Whatever I have in my nature, I offer this to the Lord and think this is for the Lord. My dear devotees, that's not very difficult. When you get up in the morning, you say, oh, I'm so grateful I have another a day before me in this human form of life. Let me act in this way for the pleasure of the Lord. Then you wake up your children, maybe, and you look at the children before you wake them up with a spiritual vision. Oh, my children are also parts of Krishna. They are... Let me try to wake them up in a way that the day goes well, you know. Then you may cook for the family a breakfast, and you say, let me offer that to Krishna first. Or you may be working in the electro bike shop, you know, as an example, or in a time waiver, or in the yoga studio, and you say, this I offer today to Krishna. This I will see my the people with whom I interact as souls in this world, part of Krishna, and you act on the spiritual platform, and all of a sudden you will see Krishna. Do you believe in Krishna here in these? Krishna's there. Is that too much to ask? Krishna is hearing this, and he immediately responds. No, you feel, whoops, my energy level is different, my perspective is different, my tolerance level is different. I don't get upset so easily, and I actually become a compassionate person. I can't believe it. Me? That's impossible. I thought that I become like this. So you will see, just by introducing this simple thing. Yesterday, some devotee said, oh, I went to your class. I was very inspired by the class. Yes, I should chant more. I said, you got it all wrong. It's not about this. That's what you heard in the past. You should, whatever you chant, offer it to Krishna and chant for his pleasure. That's the idea. Then you will be inspired. You will be lifted out of the spider net which your false ego has. I mean, false ego sounds so aggressive. I said, which your own narrative, I said in a modern way. So then you will be lifted out and you feel inspired and then you will increase your rounds. Naturally you will love to do more things for Krishna, because you are now experiencing bhakti. Bhakti means it's the Kladini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti. Kladini means the pleasure energy and the Samvit, the knowing. You have an inner knowing what should be done. You are on an inner GPS and you know what is to be done. Simple. Why is it so simple? Because Krishna is merciful and he makes it simple for us conditioned souls in the age of Kali. Good. I have completed this lecture. There are many more coming in this. This is third. I want to, in this lecture series, I'm studying on parallel lines what psychologists have found out about transforming one's mindset. And I want to see where their findings can be substantiated in the Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures and then put that also to work. Because we need to work according to the scriptures. Much more information is going to come. Hare Krishna. Dobro. So I want to end here. I want to see that if there are some questions. We will take two questions. Wie? Manjulamani and Ananda Nitai. Good. Good, Manjulamani. Yes.
These are like four very prominent qualities, how we should work, like go in the world, because we may want to serve Krishna like only Krishna, but it seems to me that this is so important that we are not just completely fixed on Krishna, that we also go to, you know, how we see each and every encounter we have.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes, correct.
Because in the end, you said if you are really Krishna conscious, you become also more tolerant.
Yes, yes.
But this idea that you're still in this world and you have to meet living entities.
Yes. It is, I want to repeat this for the tape recorder. Srila Prabhupada here writes, one should treat all living entities with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. That is actually the previous verse. The complete verse says, the Lord is very satisfied with his devotees when the devotee greets other people with tolerance, mercy, friendship, and equality. The Lord is personally satisfied when one does so. And Manjula Mani observed that this seems to be so important to deal with those whom we meet, and that's all living entities with these qualities. Indeed, Manjula Mani, this is one of the very, very essential instructions of the Bhagavatam. You find this again in Prahlad Maharaj's teachings to his friends in the school. He says one must see the Lord in everyone and then deal with everyone with tolerance, mercy, and so on. You find it also in the 11th canto where Lord Krishna instructs his dear devotee Uddhava. He says one should see the Lord inside and offer this obeisances to all living entities. Even one should be friendly to the animals. So yes, it is a very important instruction in bhakti. And I want to give you a tool how you can do that. How you can you be tolerant, compassionate towards others, friendship and equality. It's by using the relationship space. Yesterday we did an exercise during the wonderful birthday celebration which was going on. A meditative exercise. Some of you, I believe, were there, where we where we did an exercise where we put things into the relationship space. That is the space. Things means, like, for instance, non-judgment. That's how I always. I learned this as a preacher. I think you all know. Many devotees come to older devotees all over the world and they want to have advice. So sometimes I'm very tired because the schedule is already so full. But then the last five people on the list are there. So they have to. Then I'm thinking, then they come in and I immediately know when I only think, oh no, this is too much. I just don't want to do this. Immediately the person feels it. Isn't it? Have you felt when you meet someone who really doesn't want to meet you? Like you go to a doctor, for instance, who's overworked. And you sit there and he really, you know. For you, you have a very big problem which you hope to solve with the doctor, but the doctor just wants to go home and look TV, you know, and you feel not encouraged to really even speak about what you want to speak. He has not said anything, but he has filled the relationship space with this idea, I don't want to see you really. You feel it. Or some people don't fill the relationship space with expectations. That's what we usually do. I expect this to you. And the other feels, oh no, I'm not going to give you what you secretly demand of me. I can just already feel it. So you have to fill the relationship space. If we are spiritualists, as you are a part of Krishna, like I am. You know, you are a soul. And then you have to listen to them without judging them, that you are like this, you are like that, I don't like your vibration, man. You know, I'm speaking like most of you speak, trying. So I'm you know, you fill the relationship and you will see miracles happen. Even animals can feel it. I've made the experience in Vrindavan when I chant. I just chant and chant and chant, or many, many hours have passed, chant, chant, chant. All of a sudden I notice all kinds of animals are around me because the relationship space is free from aggression, which the human being, or fear, which a human being usually has towards animals. I'm just chanting, I don't even, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Kripa Koro, give mercy, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. You know, we feel that, we know that. So when we relate with other persons, we can practice this relationship space thing. If you like to try to do that, the meditation is on, I'm having a course called Bhakti Essentials, the essentials of Bhakti, every Tuesday. And there I give the meditations. You have to come to my Facebook. You ask Go Krishna, I'm not so good in computer, how to get there. And you can download this meditation, try it a few times, and then it's in your blood and you don't need to meditate. You just automatically do this. You meet someone and you can see the person may even be at unease with you. He may have a preconceived notion about you. He may think, oh, you are a Hare Krishna, you belong to this very specific line, and he may not feel so comfortable. But you put in the relationship, you are a part in that space. You think, I see you with eyes of equality. We are equal. We are the same. These are artificial differences that I'm maybe practicing Krishna consciousness in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are on another level connected. No? And they will feel it. They will open up to you, and they will tell you amazing things about their life. Please, this is a very powerful tool which is working wonders. And yes, it is very important to be a kind well-wisher to everyone. There may be, I always need to say this, there may be some relationships which you need to close. The word is... Aber man muss einen gesunden Abschluss finden, dass beide weitergehen können. Ne? I'm not saying it. There are some relationships which are friendships, but there are also relationships which were friendships in the past, but now they are just well-wishers maybe, or whatever, or I know you, and so on. It's not that everyone is in the same way close to us by this method. It's not possible. It's not realistic. But we should move on the spiritual platform, which is beyond likes and dislikes, no? Good. Ananda Nitai.
I always look first for me. I can tell, okay, I go now shopping for Krishna, but behind there is also some egoistic thing.
I like this, yes, more than this.
How can I really find a solution for that? That I really, from the heart, wish to do the things for Krishna first, and I'm a pure egoist.
Don't always look for the end solution and never, or the final solution and never reach it. You have to start where you are. So start with some things, like for instance in your sadhana, I want to offer this chanting for Krishna. Start somewhere. And how do you become a drunkard, Ananda Nitai? You have to associate with other drunkards, and then you You get the feeling for it. So in the same way, you associate with devotees and then you get the feeling for it. Like now you have heard about these subjects in the assembly of Vaishnavas. Now try it as good as you can. And once you start, you will want more and more and more. And finally you're there without even noticing it. We all have to start where we are. And you are. It's good that you are honest and you can see. Once there was a king and the queen, and they went deep in meditation. When they came out, the queen said, I'm sorry, can I tell you what I realized?" to her husband. "Yes," said the husband. "I mean, do you allow me to really say what I saw in my meditation and not judge me afterwards?" "Just freely speak," said the husband. We are husband and wife, and I don't love you. I love only myself. She really cried and felt bad. Very nice person. And the husband said, "My dear beloved wife, can I tell you what I realized? But you won't judge me?" Yes, she said, "I found out the same thing about me. I'm so self-centered. Everything I do with the idea, how can I enjoy?" "Oh, this is a serious problem," they said, "for our marriage, but we are also guiding a whole kingdom. I mean, we can't be egomaniacs, you know, to do this responsible work. Let's go to the Buddha." So they went to the Buddha. And they said, "Oh my God, we really..." And it was difficult for them to say this. But they expressed what they had seen in their meditations. And the Buddha said, "Now you can start the path. Seeing where you are actually at. Now you can start the path." Yes, this whole world is based on this idea. Let me enjoy the whole world without any exceptions. It's sticking to us. We may want to get rid of it. Like, have you done this? You grabbed under a table and there was chewing gum and you can't get it off, and it sticks, stays in the... You know, it's when we go... I've often have preached in schools, and I've done my thing, then I go behind the table and sit down and just rest my hands somewhere, and I'm again in the chewing gum. The false ego sticks at us like old chewing gum. But we start somewhere, and it gets more and more and more. And I want to give you one little tip. When you have reached your limit where you would normally return, and you see it's possible, then go a little centimeter over your own limit. I want to say that in service, for instance, okay, I stay 1 minute longer now and do my service. The next time you can stay 2 minutes longer, and so on. And operate in that zone where it's really not for you. And then you get and say, "I'm doing this for you, Krishna." And then you will get some mercy. That's why those who went on Sankirtan, they needed to do this almost every day. You know what is Sankirtan. And you needed to know, okay, today is not my best day, you know, but you said, "Let me try again." And then all of a sudden, have you noted, it seems that you make the breakthrough. It's It's not that you made the breakthrough. Krishna pulled you over the border. Those who have gone on Sankirtan, because that's the classroom where you learn this kind of thing, they know what I'm talking about. Then they need to go to Manita, come to the Sache, and it's my place. Never hesitate to go all the way, as much as you can. It's not always possible, because Krishna is beyond that limit. You know, when you have gone all the way, Krishna says, "Dika, I understand you want to be serious," and he gives you the mercy. Hare Krishna. Good, we will end here. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much, and Hare Bol.